Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Yankee fan going into the offseason has one source that they trust more than anybody else. And that source is Jack Curry and Yankees Hot Stove on the YES Network. I give them a lot of credit. Jack Curry and Michael Kay are as informed about the Yankees as anybody there is. Mm-hmm. And so what is traditionally the case is when Yankees Hot Stove makes its debut, usually this time of year, Yankee fans will tune in and they will get indicators on the Yankees' plans. I think 2 years ago it was very obvious from the moment Jack Curry opened his mouth, they are going after Juan Soto. You knew it. It was not a surprise. So last night, I got my popcorn out. I was all pumped up because my Brooklyn Nets beat the Chicago Bulls. I'm all excited.
Two in a row.
I did a Rico, and I'm like, let me see what Jack Curry has to say. Let me see what Michael Kay has to say.
Let me get my chalice ready so I can collect the tears and drink them.
Really? I'm not like that.
That's exactly what you are.
I wanted to learn because honestly, like we've all made predictions on the Yankee offseason. We don't know. So I'd like to play you some of the clips from Yankees Hot Stove because Yankee fans did not take this stuff well. Let's start it off. This is right out of the gate with the TV voice of the New York Yankees, Michael Kay.
That move right there has so many tentacles that will lead to what the Yankees do or don't do. We don't know what their payroll is going to be. We don't know if they want to get under $300 million, which Al Hausteinbrenner would have said would be ideal. And if they do, that $22 million is going to take up a lot of the room. So they have a center fielder, but what else are they going to be able to get after pulling in that $22 million contract?
When the season ended, I said that signing Bellinger was a priority for the Yankees, number one priority. But what Michael just brought up impacts that, because now that you add Grisham, it is obviously going to have an effect. You've got Judge making $40 million in right field. You've got Grisham making $22 million in center field. What is the Yankees' appetite going to be to pursue a player like Bellinger?
I don't know how you took that. I took that as, oh my God, Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer. And I raised my hand because I did not think this would be the case.
You didn't think he would.
Why wouldn't he?
No, I didn't.
It's not that I didn't think he would. I thought that if he accepted it, the Yankees would still spend in a big way. They wouldn't use the $22 million as, we can't go further. Kay and Curry just mapped out in the first 30 seconds of Yankees Hot Stove that signing greatly impacts the chances of Bellinger coming back. That I'm surprised
about. So I remember when we did this ourselves, one of the stipulations you put on us, meaning me, Tommy, Sean, you, doing the offseason was, all right, the Yankees have about $85 million to spend.
Right.
The Mets have whatever it was, 90, I forget what the number was. It didn't matter because we're just talking about the Yankees. And when you saw that the qualifying offer was offered to Trent Grisham, in your mind, you kind of felt like that means it's really like $100 million they have to spend.
Yeah.
The qualifying offer that they offered Trent Grisham is not something that's going to prevent them from signing $80 million or $85 million, I think was the number we used, of players this offseason. But what it sounds like is that Trent Grisham is absolutely going to
prevent
that.
Oh, my God.
And so now that $85 million is now $60 million.
Yes.
That they have to sign Cody Bellinger, whoever else they're going to target. Unless, and this is what we don't know, that the Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner faction is willing to go above that $360 million number.
It just feels like Jack and Michael are very locked in usually. Yeah. And when they say stuff like the payroll getting under $300 million, the impact, the tentacles of the Grisham signing, I don't think that's just pure speculation. I think they know. And so the early returns, and I've got more clips from last night, but that first clip was like a, whoa, I think I'm wrong about this. And I admit that because I remember arguing with you, Sean, about if they're making the QO to Grisham, it makes me think they won't let that $22 million change the rest of their offseason. And based on that response by both Curry and Kay, it sounds like it will.
Yeah, I'm going back to my initial reaction, which was they prioritized getting a draft pick, and they never thought Grisham was accepting it. And now it is absolutely going to hamper their plans, and this is brutal if true.
Here's another clip last night from Jack Curry.
He's looking for a payday, guys, and Scott Boras is his agent, and we know the approach that Scott Boras is going to take. So, Michael, you're absolutely right in the sense that you have Grisham in center field now, but as the Yankees move forward, is something like a Dominguez or a Spencer Jones more appealing to them, or do they really get heavily involved in trying to hunt down Bellinger? I think Bellinger is going to have some suitors, and I think that number is going to go up.
That to me tells me Bellinger's gone.
Yeah.
That's literally what I took out of that. They'd like to have him back, but between the combination of Grisham accepting the 22 and the fact that Boras has all these suitors, and there have been a lot of reports around the interest in Cody Bellinger, I take that, and this is what I think most Yankee fans took last night as they invested their time in Yankees Hot Stove to get an idea of what truly is going on. I think they took it as Bellinger's gone and they ain't going to do much else.
Yeah, no, look, I don't think there's going to be a all-out bidding war, but there is going to be a little bit of a bidding war with Cody Bellinger, and you got to believe that the Yankees aren't in on it. They're not going to sit back and watch this thing just skyrocket for Cody Bellinger, because that's what his agent is going to create. It's what his agent tries to create for all of his clients. And so the Yankees likely gambled here with the qualifying offers you were just alluding to, and it's going to bite him a little bit, because Trent Grisham probably could have been had in the open market for a lot less than $22 million, if they had desired to bring him back. And instead, you have this roadblock right now in your cap, and that's bad.
And things, to me, got worse as I continued eating my popcorn and watching the episode. Because now I know, okay, Trent Grisham is costing them Cody Bellinger. Then Jack Curry said, oh yeah, could the Yankees use a bullpen arm? Sure, they could use a bullpen arm, but anytime you hear them linked to a top-line closer, ignore it.
Bednar is their closer, so attaching the Yankees to any closers that are out there on the market, and there are some appealing ones, say whether it's a Diaz or a Suarez, I don't envision that happening.
Well, here's the problem. Last year, and we forget this, the Yankee bullpen for their standards was bad.
Yeah.
They had a bad bullpen compared to past pens that Brian Cashman has built.
Started good, then it ended poorly.
It ended poor, and their final numbers were poor. And so, yes, I like David Bednar. I think we all do. Let's not forget, David Bednar was in the minor leagues a year and a half ago because of his struggles. Why wouldn't you be linked to Edwin Diaz or Robert Suarez or a top-line closer?
Because of the money.
That's not good.
Of course it's not good, but it's the reality. You know, we know what Edwin Diaz is looking for. We know what some of these top closers are trying to get right now, and the Yankees just aren't in that. And I don't think they're in that mode to spend. Not like that.
But here's the problem with that, Teague. They just finished a season in which they were tied for first place with the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays, forget about what they did in the postseason. I'm just talking about over 162. They had the same record, and the Blue Jays are out going after Kyle Tucker, going after Edwin Diaz. Mm-hmm. They signed Dylan Cease. You're watching a team in your division get incredibly good, and all I've heard so far from Jack Curry is, don't expect this. Don't expect... Well, what the hell should I expect? Well, maybe, let me think, maybe they'll try to improve shortstop. You know, Anthony Volpe had a bad year last year. Anthony Volpe is hurt. He's not going to be ready for start of the season. So, Jack, tell me, maybe they'll go get a shortstop, right?
The Yankees believe that Caballero and Cabrera can hold down the fort until Volpe comes back. And Volpe is a very hot topic for Yankee fans, for people who follow this team. And whenever I get asked about Volpe, I go back to something that Brian Cashman, the general manager, said at the end of the season. He said,
I believe in this player. We believe in this player. So the Yankees believe that there is more from Volpe.
This was an all-time disastrous Yankee hot stove. And that is with all due respect to Jack and Michael. They're doing their job.
Only if it's a reality.
They know what they're talking
only
about.
Only if it's a reality.
Well, you don't think they know?
Of course I
think. Jack knows.
I think they know, but we don't know if Hal Steinbrenner is going to go or fly above whatever artificial cap number he put on his roster right now. So if he does that, then this is all moot. We're not even worried about this. But I can understand why there's alarmism.
Sean,
because we know what the Yankees have continuously done.
Tiki doesn't understand that Jack Curry is God. He doesn't know that yet.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jack Curry is very much like Jay Glazer when it comes to the Giants, as I bring everything back to the Giants. When he suddenly speaks, you listen. Here's the thing, Evan. Did we go into the offseason thinking the Yankees were going to have some kind of big offseason? We didn't. Right? Even when it comes to the bullpen market, you want to bring up Bednar? I think they also think Doval is going to have a bounce back year, and that's going to be a dominating 8-9. I'm less worried about that. The Bellinger stuff, I got news for you. He might be right, Jack Curry, but you know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like the Yankees floating smoke because they're still pissed at the way Scott Boras used them to ring up the Met tab on Juan Soto last year. And I think that the Yankees right now are consciously not going to allow Scott Boras to play them again with the other big free agent on the market. And I think if they come in low now, they will go back at the end when it comes to Bellinger's high offer. And if they deem that worthy, they will still bring back Bellinger. But they're not going to start amping up their need for him now. I think they're downplaying this because of the misplay of Juan Soto last year.
Yeah, it's also free agency, and you know how free agency is. It doesn't matter the sport, you're going to overpay for your free agent. And so in this case, the Yankees are trying not to be used and then ultimately overpay for free agent.
That is entirely possible because when Brian Cashman met the media a few weeks ago, he made it clear that Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer was not going to affect their chase of Cody Bellinger.
Which is why we didn't make the assumption that it was going to knock into whatever they were going to spend this offseason.
No, I made the opposite assumption.
Right.
Which is, I believe Brian Cashman, and I believed it to begin with. Jack Curry concerns me. Because Jack knows.
Well, maybe Jack doesn't know what he's talking about.
Excuse me? You just say Jack doesn't know what he's talking about?
Maybe Jack don't know Jack.
Sean, you're the Yankee fan. How much does Jack usually know?
He knows a lot.
Jack's the only reason that I cared about watching Hot Stove last night, because this is like you wait for this every year as a Yankee fan.
I know.
What happens
when he tells you what you don't want to hear?
The problem is you have to accept it, and I'm tired of being blinded in reality. The problem with what Jack Curry said last night is there is no problem. It is what we expected as Yankee fans. What we didn't expect was not to get Cody Bellinger ultimately, even if he got priced out of Kyle Tucker. I will still believe that when I see it, and that is full-blown dumpster fire territory if that comes to fruition. If Trent Grisham starting in center field, and there's no Kyle Tucker, and there's no Bellinger, and maybe the backup plan is they pivot to a trade nobody's talking about, and that's their way of being creative with payroll, which, okay, then we could fully judge that if and when it happens, but at the very least, we expected this offseason to be Bellinger and a whole bunch of nothing else. If what Curry's saying is true, it's panic mode.
So you hit on something that Brian Cashman has done before. There has been a time, it was actually a couple years ago when they traded for Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo, whereas part of the brilliance of what Cashman did is he remained under a certain tax threshold.
Right.
And they got creative in the way they did that. So you do throw out an idea of, will the Yankees try to shed payroll in one area and then add in another and kind of get creative? And I wonder,
A la Stephen Kwan in the outfield, like something like that.
Sure. No, and that makes sense. And then it comes down to, okay, how do you do it? And then it comes down to this. I remember last year when they traded for Ryan McMahon, our reaction to it was, he's a lot better than what they were playing at third base, Oswald Peraza. He's really good defensively. Even though not a great hitter, a better hitter, the Yankees are a better team. The one negative I had about McMahon, I don't even know if you guys remember it. Do you remember, Sean, specifically my negative about Ryan McMahon?
Did we share the negative in that he was guaranteed $16 million this
year? Yes, that was the problem.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you're tying up $16 million to a third baseman who, while he's an upgrade over Peraza, is probably not worth $16 million. That's money best spent
especially
elsewhere.
Especially if he ends up not being the everyday guy, which, you know, you hope he kind of has to be.
Well, he does because look at the Yankee roster. And look what Jack Curry told you. Jose Caballero's the shortstop. Oswaldo Cabrera's back, which is great, healthy. He'll be in the picture. And then Anthony Volpe comes back on his white horse to save the day at shortstop.
Maybe.
That's what they're figuring.
Yeah.
So I think what the Yankees, or at least what Jack Curry has told you on Yankee Hot Stove, as Sean points out, every Yankee fan waits for as like the Pope signal, the bat signal on what the offseason is going to be, is they just told you the offseason ain't going to be much. It's going to be not even running it back because they've already lost pieces.
Yeah, that's depressing.
That's what I think we're looking at.
That's rough.
And it's rough. And it's not exciting for Yankee fans, and Yankee fans have every right to call up and scream and yell. What I would tell you is, talent-wise, you're still a playoff team. You're still good. I love your pitching. I mean, your pitching, once they get healthy, has a chance to be the best in baseball. So I'm not going to tell you you got no shot or these are the dark days of the New York Yankees. That's hyperbole. That's not true. But I understand that when you're sitting here on December 4th and we're less than a week away from the winter meetings and you hear this stuff, it is a little down.
Yeah, I think there's a way to internally spin this. So not talking about for us as fans or analysts or any of that nature. I'm talking about from an ownership or organizational standpoint. You spin it by saying, we are in position to have one of the best starting rotations in baseball. And yes, Cody Bellinger, because of his agent, might get priced out, and we're now forced to go with one of the young guys and one of the outfield positions. Trent Grisham's a good player. Let's hope that he continues to excel like he did last year in his contract year. Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you need to, Stanton can throw out there every now and then, but he's your DH. You have some young players that have contributed. Ben Rice is one of them. Austin Wells is another. Let's just lean in to being great in our staff, in our pitching staff. That could be the pivot that the Yankees are looking at right now, and not worried about, oh, we got to have this bat, we got to have this position player, we got to have the XYZ. Let's trust that those bats, the run production is good enough. And let's just be unbelievable with our starting rotation.
And the truth is, one's healthy, and it's not going to start that way because Gerrit Cole may miss early time. Carlos Rodon may miss early time. We may not see Clark Schmidt till July or August. But on paper, when healthy, this is a tremendous rotation.
No doubt. Especially if the Alcantara stuff is true or happens.
Well, I don't know if I buy that either, though, at this point. But
that's a trade, though.
Yeah.
So that's different. And it feels like that's the next maybe move that they make for this rotation. And if they do and get rid of one of the Spencer Jones, whoever it may be, then all of a sudden the Yankees have the best rotation in baseball.
Well, I think they may have the best rotation in baseball anyway, if healthy, right there with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But I think the only way you're trading Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez is if you keep Cody Bellinger. And what Jack Curry told you is it's up in the air. Now, I found this very interesting because I do think sometimes we're in the middle of a game. So Jack tells you, well, they like Cody. There's a market. It's expensive. Trent Grisham. And then it took John Heyman like an hour to put out the Yankees are still hot for Cody Bellinger.
Of course.
It's almost like there's a game going on.
Yeah, there is a game. This is from the owner's side. This is from the agent side.
How will it play out? We'll talk to Yankee fans coming up, 888.
The Yankees are a joke.
I didn't say that.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, well, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.